Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. Today, as I'm recording this, we've just finished our noontime prayer and it's November 28th, 2012. I'm giving you an update from Israel for I have just returned. I returned one day before Thanksgiving. 4 days after our autumn assembly of prayer in Branson on November 4th, my granddaughter Hannah and I left for Israel. Pastor Mac Hammond had asked me to be the guide teacher on a Christians United for Israel sponsored tour he and Lynn were leading of approximately 30 pastors. Most of them were to be first-time visitors to Israel. Hannah and I left early and went to Yam HaMelech before the group came. Yam HaMelech translates to the Salt Sea. That is one of its biblical names. English speakers usually refer to this sea as the Dead Sea because the waters of the Jordan flow down into it and there is no outlet. So there's no life in that sea. And there's lots of wonderful things, minerals, and I use a Hava face cream and wonderful things, but it has no fish. Now, one of the prophecies tells us in Ezekiel that when the millennium comes, the waters will flow out from the temple down to the sea, and it will become alive, and fish will be in it. And there'll be a great fishing spot at En Gedi and Engalaim. But for right now, it is called the Dead Sea. Yam HaMelech, the Salt Sea, is the lowest place on earth. It is the place of Sodom and Gomorrah. I personally believe that it's the lowest place on earth because when God's judgment hit it, it made the deepest indentation on earth of the dry land of this planet. It is the lowest spot of dry land. In Genesis 19:24, we read, "Then the Lord rained on Sodom and Gomorrah, brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven." I first went to Yam HaMelech in 1986, just after my husband moved to heaven. I'd fought a battle with psoriasis, a skin disease, since 1962, which in 1986, that would have been a 24-year battle. With psoriasis, skin cells produce too fast. They multiply too fast. They multiply in order. That differs them from cancer cells, but they multiply too fast and they make red spots, abrasions on your skin, and scales form from the skin that's producing too fast. I was covered with psoriasis from my scalp to my feet. I wore long sleeve dresses and tops and thick hose to cover up the psoriasis. But dandruff-like flakes would fall on my shoulders. And when I took my clothes off at night, flakes would fall like snow upon the floor. Betty Oakes, my assistant, found online the healing properties of the Dead Sea area, especially for psoriasis, and she arranged for me to go there after my husband had passed away. They recommended that you stay the first stay for 4 weeks, so I did. The treatment for psoriasis and for another skin disease called vitiligo, I'm not sure, V-I-T-I-L-I-G-O, it's where the pigment shrinks and it leaves large white areas in the skin. So the pigment, the treatment at the Dead Sea for psoriasis and for this skin disease is lying in the sun. Lying in the sun for hours in a rooftop solarium. All the seaside hotels, and there are many, they're all devoted to health and healing. And the solariums on the roofs, one can lie in the sun there with your skin exposed to the sun, and it's filtered due to its long distance from the earth, and you begin your treatment with 3 hours daily in the sun, and you progress to 5 hours. So day by day, you meet the other people who are there, and you watch, and you can see. I remember I was just fascinated by watching the psoriasis shrink away from their body, the scales go away, the red spots grow brown, and then the other people who were suffering from that other pigmentation disorder, I watched as the color in their skin would spread out again. And since everyone eats together in the evenings, wonderful Mediterranean foods there in the hotel, I would see people who had come for other reasons, rheumatism, arthritis, the wounds of war. I would see them as they improved, the waters and other things, especially they are treated. There are doctors and clinics there. And you just watch them as they improved. I was just so amazed by this. And of course, for my own skin's treatment, and by the way, now I don't have any outbreaks on my body. I have one small little place left on my leg, and it doesn't give me any trouble. It's not deep. It doesn't flake. And it's just a kind of reminder of what I have been healed of. I do go back now just about a week every year, and it's a wonderful vacation spot in that desert. And wonderful just to rest and relax. There's something in the air from the salt. It's kind of like Valium. You feel like you're going to be, you're dozy and sleepy all the time you're there, and you rest for long, long hours. But during the long hours of lying in the sun on one of my trips there, I would read and meditate God's Word. So one day I asked the Lord about what I saw happening just before my very eyes. And what about this place, I said. It was actually discovered after one of the wars that Israel had. Their soldiers who were injured in battle, they sent them around the Dead Sea just in tents. And they found that they got well. They improved, and it was quick, and it was amazing. So I asked the Lord, what about this that I'm seeing before my very eyes? And he said to me, this place is a sign to the earth. A sign I've given, but earth is not reading. This place is a sign that even in judgment, there is blessing. Even in the judgment of Sodom and Gomorrah, it made a place of great blessing. And in fact, when the Lord's judgment struck this place, making it the deepest place on earth, a high place was created just half an hour from Yom HaMelech. The city of Arad sits on that high place. There, the air is so full of oxygen, people come to stay in the hotels for a period of 3 weeks for respiratory diseases. And they tell me that they can breathe, people breathe well after their 3 weeks of just staying there to breathe the air. This reminds me of a statement from the Numerical Bible and their comments on the book of Revelation, and I quote, "The future before the world is largely, alas, made up of judgment. Although it is true that the judgment is for a blessing, which lies beyond it, and the future is as bright as God can make it. Yet the judgment is emphatically a judgment of the world as it is, a judgment in which the whole present fashion of the earth passes away, and how important that we should know why it should pass away, and now apprehend the mind of God with regard to that which he is going to judge." We should say, a judgment of the world. In this way, prophecy is of the most practical nature and a grand help to real holiness, that is, to a separation from evil, which necessarily is found in fellowship with him. If there are things with which finally it will be seen that he cannot allow to go on, then how clearly this must enter into our present estimate of them. God's moral ways, the end will perfectly bring out. Now, I want to read the statement again that the Numerical Bible began with. They said, "The future before the world is largely, alas, made up of judgment. Although it is true that the judgment is for a blessing which lies beyond it, and the future is as bright as God can make it." The area of Sodom and Gomorrah, which is now Yom HaMelech, the Dead Sea, is a blessing in the earth. And that's how the whole earth will be when God has further cleansed it. I do believe, and I would go so far as to say, I know, not just believe, but know, the world system, its nations and its peoples are now in a time of judgment, which will progress until the coming of the King of Kings. Israel, and particularly Jerusalem, is the touchstone. A touchstone is a stone used to test gold. Some of the synonyms of touchstone are criterion, standard, acid test, benchmark, yardstick, litmus test. This is plainly pointed out for us in God's Word, as is His final judgment of those who can cut themselves to pieces by what they do to Jerusalem. Zechariah 12:1. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heavens and lays the foundation of the earth and forms the spirit of man within him. When God gives a prophecy and he identifies himself as creator of everything, that gives you his authority to say this. It's this way and no other. And this is what he said just after identifying himself as the one who stretches forth the heavens, lays the foundation of the earth, and forms the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of trembling unto all the people round about. And in that day I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone for all people. All that burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces, though all the people of the earth be gathered together against it. The judgments of the peoples of this world, the judgment of the nations of this world, is for how they treat Israel. I have a new book, two new books, that I have put together. One of them is God's Promises of the Land to Israel, just scripture after scripture where he promised they get the land. And then one little book on how the only criteria, the only touchstone for the nations as nations as to whether they will be going into the millennium is how do they treat Jerusalem. And God says, you can get them from us. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447, or you can write us at Box 40, Branson, 65615, or you can go online to billybrim.org and just ask for the two little new books of scriptures. One's God's Promises of the Land to Israel, the other Judgment of the Nations on how they treat Israel. Now, he said that Jerusalem is going to be the touchstone. And then in Joel 3, verse, it's going to be the burdensome stone. Anybody who bothers themselves with it is going to be cut to pieces. And with the Bible, in the Bible, he tells us, Joel chapter 3, Behold, in those days at that time when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all nations, and I will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. The Amplified Bible reads, In those days and at that time I shall reverse the captivity and restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem. I will gather all nations and bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat, and there will I deal with and execute judgment upon them for their treatment of my people and my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations, and because they have divided my land. I've just come from Israel, and I've beheld the nations and what they're doing. Please tune in with us tomorrow, and I'm going to share with you what I saw. This is Billy Brim saying Shalom, Shalom.